Last Friday, the Education Minister, John O'Dowd, was on the Nolan Show talking about the transfer test here, which most grammars are using for primary school children to get into their schools. While on the programme, the Minister made a number of points which have been challenged by the Association for Quality Education, AQE, the organisation which administers the test for non-Catholic schools. We'll be speaking to Sinn Féin's Dahi Mackay shortly, but first we're joined by Paul Hewitt, former principal of Royal School in Dungannon and a member of the AQE. Paul, good morning to you.
Good morning.
You want to challenge some of the things that John said on the programme on Friday?
Yes, there was a lot of confusion created by the Minister. To mention one glaring misrepresentation, which he made many times during the course of the programme, he talked about how the vast majority of parents were not sending their children to do the test. Well, the Department of Education figures state that there are some 21,500 children in the cohort, and the Minister will know very well that there are about 14,000 children sitting the test this year. That makes 65% of parents, 65% of parents taking the test, and only a third are not taking them. And they don't do that for very good reasons. I feel very strongly that kind of misrepresentation, along with a number of other things, is totally misleading to the public. It's quite obvious that parents choose to ask their children to take the test so that they might be enabled to have the opportunity to go to a grammar school.
Would you grant, Paul, that fewer and fewer parents are arranging for their children to take the test?
I don't know if that's the case. The population as a whole has been declining at that age level, although in the future it's going to be rising again, according to the figures of the executive. It's the fastest growing population in any part of the United Kingdom. So obviously there is a decline, a natural decline, a raw decline in numbers taking the test simply because of that factor.
Let's take on a few other points that John O'Dowd made on Friday. He also said that grammar schools in Northern Ireland are taking children who achieve all grades in these tests and none.
Yes. This is the filling up mantra that is quoted again and again. And if I were to say that when the tests that were administered by the government were in place, something like 10% of the lower graded pupils, and this is the Belfast Telegraph's figures, were taken by the grammar schools. If you took five or six schools out of that, it was reduced to nearly 5%. Now, as you know, at the moment, the minister talks about that grades. In fact, marks are given out now, and there's a much better system in place thanks to these so-called unofficial tests. And many, many improvements have been made. But the point is that if you're talking about filling up, 90% of the pupils who go to grammar schools are actually in the higher echelons of the ability range. Mm. And for decades, grammar schools have taken a small number of lower graded pupils, usually only after a consultation with primary principals. You can do with a small number of pupils who have a recommendation for primary schools very many good things. And I would say that the argument is more what those schools take them do with those pupils as outcomes. If they are successful, if they do well in the small numbers that they are in grammar schools, then you judge a school by the outcomes, not necessarily by the intake. But the intake is still very, very small, less than 10% of the lower ability pupils.